You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Cranberry sauce, juice, chocolate-covered cranberries, that's just about it for the way most of us eat cranberries. Maybe we stuff them in some muffins once in a while, but we don't eat them very often. And the good news is that they're really, really great for us, so we should be. And we're going to explain all this to you right now. Brian Wick is the executive director of the Cape Cod Cranberry Growers Association, and he is in this kitchen to tell us how cranberry bogs are grown, how they are harvested, and many ways to eat them. It's just wonderful to have you here with us, Brian. And I think, you know, I'm on Cape Cod, and I've grown up seeing cranberry bogs, but I think most people have no idea what they look like, and, you know, except for maybe that ad you see once in a while where those guys sit standing in it on TV. But could you sort of explain to us, Brian, how
time
this
I've
all...
Seen it.
Yes, all the time, because she's in Florida, right? No cranberry bogs there. Brian, tell us about cranberry bogs. How do you grow cranberries?
Cranberries grow in low-lying bogs, which are actually dry for most of the year. Most people think that cranberries are wet, and they're a wetland plant. They can tolerate being underwater for long periods of time and survive. But to grow a commercial crop, they need to be dry. So they're only flooded to be harvested in the fall and to be protected in the wintertime from the cold and desiccating winds.
So they only, they grow in dry. You don't water them?
They do need water, but in terms of if you stepped out onto a cranberry bog during the growing season, it would be dry ground. They need about an inch of water per week on average during the growing season.
So that's not very much.
No, it's not a lot. And they're a perennial crop. Many of the vines that are here today are the same vines that were planted over 100 years ago. So it's a native to North America, native to Massachusetts. The whole industry started right here in Cape Cod. And so they
Interesting to me.
Yeah.
Being the daughter of a farmer, I'm used to having to replant. So what you're telling me is that these cranberry vines can be harvested year after year. It's the same plants?
Exactly. Same plants. It's one harvest per year, which is going on now. So middle of September until early November is the harvest period. They have one crop. And as long as they're healthy and productive, it's the same vine stock. Growers will only need to replant if they're having a problem out there with maybe they're growing more weeds than cranberries, or the production has dropped down below economic acceptable numbers. Other than that, it's the same vine stock.
So the cranberry bogs I drive by, I have been driving by my whole life. I've been there long before I was even born. That's just amazing, and it's so awesome. Why do they have to be flooded to harvest?
There's two methods of harvest, the wet and the dry method. The dry is the fresh fruit that you would buy in bags and produce stands and farmers markets, et cetera. And that's only about 5% of all the cranberries that are grown. The rest of it is the wet harvested fruit. And it was a method that was developed in the mid-1960s. So for an industry that started in the early 1800s, it's relatively new. But wet harvested fruit is much more efficient to get off the bog. You can get it more harvested in less time with less labor, and you get more of the fruit off of the bog. 98-99% of the berries are removed during the wet harvest process, as opposed to the dry harvest one, which takes much more labor, and you leave more fruit behind due to the nature of the machines that comb through the vines. And it has to be completely dry when you harvest dry harvested fruit. So if you have rain the day before, then you're not going to be harvesting the next day. It takes about a day for the bogs to dry out again. With wet harvested fruit, you know, short of a hurricane, you can be out there in any weather conditions harvesting the fruit. And those fruit that will be destined for juices, sweet and dry cranberries, sauce, basically all the other uses of cranberries besides the fresh fruit can be harvested wet without issue. In Massachusetts, a little different than some of the other growing regions. There's cranberries are grown in Wisconsin, New Jersey, Oregon, Washington, British Columbia, Quebec, and the Eastern Maritimes. So I'm talking Massachusetts from here, where it's harvested the wet and dry method.
That's great. Yeah, down here where I am in Florida, we only get the fresh cranberries for a very short, you know, few weeks. And then we go back to the dried cranberries, which I have in my salad every day. And I, you know, wanted to point out to everybody, that's my job, being the nutritionist, is why you should be eating cranberries, why they should be a part of your diet. Cranberries in the name is a berry, just like all the other berries. They have a phenomenal capacity in the antioxidant scale. So they're filled with antioxidants. They're going to be really, really good for you, especially in terms of heart disease prevention. They are also, they have a good amount of vitamin C. They also have vitamin A. They have beta carotene, lutein, some folate, and even some minerals like potassium and manganese. So they're filled with nutrients. And I've always called them kind of like nature sour candy because they have that sweet and sour, you know, taste, and you can just eat a bunch at a time, and they're really delicious. But tell us, Brian, you being a grower and knowing so much about the cranberries, are there different varieties, or are we pretty much eating all the same kind of cranberries?
No, there are many different varieties of cranberries. When you, if you talk Massachusetts, for example, there's four major varieties, but there's probably 12 to 20 that are commonly grown. And then when you go to the different growing regions, there's some other varieties that are grown because they do better in those different regions. So you could be talking 50, 100 different types of varieties. And there's, for most consumers, there's subtle differences. There's some differences in taste, some a little bit more tart than others. There's certainly some size differences, color differences, some darken, much more than others. So there are some differences there, and some make better fresh fruit than others. That's probably one of the biggest ones that a consumer would see. There's some varieties just don't hold up as well. They don't store as well, whereas some of the older traditional varieties, especially what we have here in Massachusetts, what's called the Early Blacks and the Howes varieties, those keep very well, especially the Howes. So those are some of the differences that you may see. And if you compare them side by side, you could really see them. But for most people, even like with the sweet and dried cranberries, there's a certain spec that you want to have with your dried cranberry, and there's not a lot of difference that you're going to see because the manufacturers want to make sure that they deliver a consistent berry to the consumer so they get what they're getting what they expect.
Okay, so we're talking about the fact we should be eating all year round. You convinced us with the nutrient values, Carolina, on that. And rather than just relegate it for cranberry sauce and chocolate covered or cranberry juice, all of which I love. But on your website, you have some great recipes. I'm going to mention some and then ask you what your favorite is. I love the cranberry almond goat cheese log. Why not that? Why is it always just blueberries? Why not cranberries? You need to mix it up a little bit. And then you've got a cranberry avocado relish and a salsa, which are just divine. Of course, a smoothie, a cranberry berry smoothie. But I wanted to ask you, I saw sweet and kicky meatballs, and I think, yes, let's hit some cranberries in some entrees into meatballs, not just salads, but into, you know, people who do enjoy meat. Do you have a favorite way of eating them, Brian, all year round?
Well, I eat them pretty much every day in one form or another, mainly
nice.
The dried cranberries. And the meatball one that you mentioned is one of my favorite go-to ones if I'm bringing an appetizer to a party. It's quick and easy
to make it.
And most of my friends know me now as I'm always going to bring something with cranberries in it because I'm always trying to push that cranberry and the importance of cranberry consumption. As you said, you can eat them virtually at every meal if you don't have to work very hard at it to get some cranberries in your diet.
You're right about that. You can eat them at every meal and all year round. I don't know why we stick with the one big holiday meal to eat cranberry sauce. I actually think that's good all with just about any type of meat that you're going to eat. So thank you, Brian, so much for being with us. I want to send everybody to cranberries.org. That's where you're going to find those yummy recipes we were talking about and also on our Pinterest board. Thank you for being with us in our Family Food Kitchen. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.